WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Pomp and circumstance in Jerusalem as Vice President J.D. Vance meets with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and other top officials in a bid to shore up the peace plan and a fragile ceasefire in Gaza.
What it could allow is an alliance structure in the Middle East that perseveres, that endures, and that allows the good people in this region of the world to step up and take ownership of their own backyard.
After he arrived yesterday, Vance said the ceasefire is going better than anticipated. He also acknowledged challenges ahead, like getting Hamas to disarm. New Yorkers push back when masked ICE agents descend. Protesters swarm streets in Chinatown as federal agents rounded up street vendors selling alleged designer knockoffs. CBS News New York's Alicia Reed.
Director of Street Vendor Project Mohammed Atiya says vendors already face enforcement from several city agencies. He says it's difficult for them to get licenses, making them more vulnerable.
It's really horrifying that this is happening in New York City, a city of immigrants.
For the 12th time in 22 days, the Senate will vote on a measure to end the government shutdown. Neither side seems to be budging, and lines are growing at food banks. Correspondent Nicole Killian checked in at one in Maryland.
Hundreds of furloughed federal workers showed up, in some cases, for the very first time.
We got milk.
Sandra Wright has worked for the Department of Housing and Urban Development for 40 years.
Why did you decide to come here?
Just to stock up on food, you know, because we're not going to be getting paid this coming week.
Days after the president commuted his 7-year prison sentence for fraud and ID theft, former GOP Congressman George Santos has spoken to CBS New York.
George Santos says he spent 41 days in isolation due to death threats in a cell that he says was fewer than 6 feet wide and 9 feet high. He was kept there 23 hours a day. Now out, he says he apologizes to his constituents who he let down.
I have been given an opportunity to rewrite the ending of my life, and I will make sure that it's as honorable as humanly possible.
Santos says now he wants to work on prison reform and helping troubled youth and has no plans to seek office in the near future. Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
New competition for Google. Here's CBS's Jesse Mitchell.
OpenAI has unveiled Atlas, its new web browser that's poised to take on Google Chrome. The company says the search engine is built with ChatGPT at its core, with settings that allow the browser to remember previous chats and searches.
This is CBS News.
Eggland's Best, the only eggs with more fresh and delicious taste, plus superior nutrition. Eggland's Best, better taste, better nutrition, better egg.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A 17-year-old from Racine faces felony charges after a shooting near the community center last week. Zatavian Harrington is accused of firing a gun recklessly, putting multiple people in danger, including young children, inside of a nearby car. Police say Harrington was trying to chase someone else involved in a separate shooting last Thursday, but his actions put innocent bystanders at risk. Three teens were shot last Thursday outside the Tyler Dormer Community Center. No arrest has been made in that shooting. Harrington is also charged with possessing a firearm despite a prior delinquency ruling that forbids it. A serious situation at Park High School last week when a student reportedly threatened to shoot staff and the school. Those threats led to police getting involved and the arrest of the teen. Officers didn't find any weapons at the school, but later found guns and ammunition at the teen's home. The charges include making terroristic threats and disorderly conduct. If you live in an older Racine or Kenosha home, there's a program that can help you pay most of the cost to remove dangerous lead paint. The Live Lead Safe program is aimed at families with young kids, pregnant women, or daycare centers, and it can cover up to 85% of abatement work. Officials say lead is still a real threat, so people should clean carefully and get kids tested for lead levels in their blood. More can be found on each county's health department's website. Festival Foods is now officially owned by an out-of-state company. St. Louis-based Schnuck Markets completed the purchase of Festival Foods and Hometown Grocers this week. The combined company, known as the 1939 Group, operates 164 stores and employs more than 19,000 people. Festival Foods has stores in Mount Pleasant and Kenosha. Despite the change in ownership, Festival Foods and Hometown Grocers will keep their names, employees, and community efforts. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks season tips off at 7 o'clock against the Washington Wizards, and former Bucks star Chris Middleton. How's he doing a year after having surgery on both of his ankles?
Man, life is good. I feel refreshed for one. Great offseason where I just got to work on myself, not have to worry about going into procedures or, you know, a long rehab. So I'm definitely feeling refreshed and, you know, blessed and thankful to still be playing. And, you know, I'm excited for this year.
Bucks head coach Doc Rivers instructed the Five Surf Forum scoreboard crew to produce a video tribute for Middleton. How are fans going to react to seeing him in a Wizards uniform?
Oh, you think the fans are going to boo? Of course not. They're not. We traded him. He won a title for us, and he's a Buck, and he's part of this community. And I think that's what people forget most. As good as he was off on the court, I thought he was a superstar off the court, him and his wife, with all the things they did for the community.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Before you start decorating and finalizing holiday plans with your family and friends, remember to make certain that your home will be snug and warm for all your upcoming get-togethers. Call Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today and tell them you'd like to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. Then let the pros at Building Waters do the rest. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy and breezy for tonight with occasional showers and a low close to 40. We'll look for more clouds for tomorrow, a pop-up shower or two possible, and still breezy. A high in the low 50s. A return to sunshine for Thursday and Friday, high low 50s. It's 46 right now.
You're getting fatter by the second. That's why everybody has to go on these stupid diets. You see, every week there's like a new diet, the caveman diet, and, you know, all fat. Eat just meat. Eat all the meat you want, and you get skinny just by eating meat. That'll work. Eat all the meat all day long. Just meat, 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 and you'll get skinny like a caveman. That's not gonna work in the long run. The reason cavemen were skinny is because before they ate something, they had to chase it around for a week and kill it with a stick. I mean, yeah, if you had to track a pint of Haagen-Dazs across the tundra for 5 days before you beat it with a boulder, sure, that would work.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
King of the Drifters. I count the tears. I got to play basketball with Ben E. King. Whoa.
My brother used to back up bands whenever they came on the East Coast, as my brother's band was their, you know, the instruments. And they were playing up in South Fallsburg, New York, in the Catskill Mountains. And my brother's band backed them up. And we were at this place, a real dump, called the Moulin Rouge Go-Go. And Benny King pulled up in the afternoon with his group, and he said, "I got to loosen up. There was a basketball court there." He said, "Let's play some basketball." And he pointed to me. You're on my team. I was like 13 years old. I got to play basketball with Benny King. Whoa. What a nice man, too, by the way. Very, and what talent, huh? 610 local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. We're looking for scattered showers today with a high near 51. Maybe an isolated shower tonight, lows 40, and sunshine tomorrow with a high near 52. Cloudy, 45 degrees right here, right now at Radio Park. Got the Beach Boys, California Girls. Oh, by the way, coming up after 7 o'clock, we're going to talk about the new production at the Racine Theater Guild, Dracula. That's coming up. We'll have the director and Jocelyn Fish, the marketing director for the Theater Guild, here in the studio. Should be a lot of fun talking about Dracula. I'm going to see if anybody gets their neck bitten in the production. Interested to find out. Here come the Beach Boys.
Well, East Coast girls are hip. I really dig those styles they wear. And the Southern girls with the way they talk.
California Girls, 613, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Got a study here. They found we use music to cheer ourselves up an average of 2 times a week. And 1 in 5 people say they've done it by listening to the radio. You're welcome.
Began. I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you.
To be
don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Warm, touching warm, reaching out, touching me.
Diamond, Sweet Caroline. He just sang recently. He retired. He had Parkinson's, and he said, I can't sing anymore. He sang Sweet Caroline the other day. He said it was fabulous. Like he, you know, like he didn't skip a beat. So good for Neil Diamond. What a talent. It's 617 local news. Timeless hits WRJN. Scattered showers expected today. Highs near 51. Cloudy and 45 right now at Radio Park. Believe it or not, we're only about a month away from Thanksgiving. And there's bad news. If you're thinking about serving turkey this year, America's turkey flock has decreased to the smallest size in 40 years, partially due to an outbreak of bird flu. And so turkey prices are trending upward 40% this Thanksgiving. Now, the good news is, if you're willing to pony up the cash, and there will be turkey on the shelves for you to buy. Both Butterball and the National Turkey Federation say there will be enough frozen turkeys for Thanksgiving, but supplies could tighten for fresh or specific size birds. I always order out for Thanksgiving. I get the turkey dinner, you know, we order out, and my wife orders what she wants. It's not turkey, though, and my son, he orders what he wants. It's not turkey. I'm the only one who eats the traditional turkey dinner. It's 617, local news, Tamla's Hits, WRJN, time for Pete with the Beat.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Coleman Domingo has become one of the most respected and in-demand actors in Hollywood. Variety is reporting that the Oscar-nominated actor will join the cast of Wicked for Good. That's the sequel to the 2025 smash hit starring Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande. Domingo will provide the voice for the Cowardly Lion. Coleman was nominated for an Academy Award in the Best Actor category for his role in Sing Sing, a film about how prisoners in a high-security facility learn the art of acting. His other credits include Lincoln, The Color Purple, and he will appear in the upcoming big-budget films The Running Man and in the film Michael about Michael Jackson, where he will play Jackson's father, Joe Jackson. Wicked for Good comes out November 21st of 2026. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And the morning show on WRJN brought to you every morning by Marine Credit Union. Chart your course with Marine Credit Union, proudly supporting the community one step at a time.
Marine Credit Union's passion is to empower this community. In partnership with the Salvation Army, help families experiencing hardship during this year's warm-up with Marine Drive. Bring in new or gently used coats, boots, gloves, hats, and more. Every donation goes directly to those families who need it most. Help chart the course toward a warmer, brighter winter, one step at a time. Stop by Marine Credit Union today on Green Bay Road, just south of Durand Avenue, to drop off your donations. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is the most beautiful season of the year, but once those leaves start falling and filling up your yard and gutters, things suddenly aren't so pretty anymore. And that's when it's time to call the pros at Get Her Done. They're fully insured and family-owned and operated for over 20 years. And they do the work that you hate to do yourself. Tree trimming and removal, fall cleanup, gutter cleaning, you name it. When it's time to get it done, phone Get Her Done at 262-220-2555. That's 262-220-2555.
Looking for a new career or valuable resources right here in Racine? Join the City of Racine Human Resources Department Job and Resource Fair, Thursday, October 23rd from 4 to 6:30 p.m. at Humble Park Community Center. Meet face-to-face with recruiters, explore career paths, and discover services from departments like City Development, Fire, Police, Parks, Recreation, and more. Don't miss the chance for opportunities that can shape your future. Racine Job Fair, October 23rd at Humble Park. For details, visit cityofracine.org. Your future starts here.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
WRJN is more than just radio. Check out WRJN.com for local and state news, fun poll questions, sports schedules, streaming, podcasts, and local event calendars. You can also suggest songs and sign up for our WRJN newsletter, reaching Racine beyond the radio. Online at WRJN.com.
Sat out all night on
CBS, the Hollies, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. It's 6:25. Looking for scattered showers today with a high near 51 degrees. Right now it's cloudy and very windy. 45 degrees at Radio Park. I stuck my beak out the door. Almost got blown off with the wind. So be careful even walking out there. Well, for National Sasquatch Awareness Day, who even knew that existed, a new report ranked the places in America where you're statistically more likely to spot Bigfoot. I know you're all writing this down because you're excited. The top two places are Washington State and West Virginia. So pack your bags and start looking, all right? In the meantime, here's Elvis, Don't Be Cruel at WRJN.
You know I can't be found sitting home all alone. If you can't come around, at least please tell the phone. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Baby, if I made you mad for something I might have said, please don't forget my past. The future looks bright ahead. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love. Baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't stop thinking of me. Don't make me feel this way. Come on over here and love me. You know what I want you to say. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Why should we be apart? I really love you, baby. Cross my heart. Let's walk up to the preacher and let us say I do. Then you'll know you'll have me, and I know that I'll have you. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love. Oh, baby, it's still you I'm thinking of. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love. Baby, it's still you I'm thinking of.
Elvis Presley, 6:27, local news, timeless. It's here at WRJN. You know, you never know where your guardian angel is going to show up. A security guard at a train station in Turkey jumped onto the tracked the last second to save a woman's life. It happened at a station where you were allowed to walk across the tracks, but she had headphones on and didn't hear the train pulling in. He grabbed her arm, yanked her back just in time. A security camera caught the whole thing on video. You never know where your guardian angel's going to show up, huh? Billy Joe Royal, Cherry Hill Park, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN.
Mary Hill used to hang out in Cherry Hill Park. The game she played lasted all day to way after dark. All the girls, they criticized her, but all the guys just idolized her, 'cause Mary Hill was such a thrill after dark in Cherry Hill Park. Said, come on, honey, and she said, okay.
Village of Royal, Cherry Hill Park, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. It's exactly 6:30. Let's check local news now. Once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A large barn went up in flames yesterday morning near the Kenosha Airport. Thick black smoke was seen for miles, and it was coming from 60th Street west of Highway H. Fire crews from Summers, Kenosha, and nearby towns rushed to contain the fire, which did destroy that barn completely. No people or animals were inside, and no injuries were reported. Investigators are looking into the cause. The man charged with stalking Wisconsin Supreme Court Chief Justice Jill Karofsky will have a preliminary hearing next week. Investigators say 37-year-old Ryan Thornton of Racine sent multiple threatening emails between August and October, causing the judge to fear for her safety. If convicted, he faces up to 3.5 years in prison. He's been ordered to avoid contact with the judge. A Racine woman working in Kenosha is facing serious charges after police say she stole almost $600,000 from her employer. Prosecutors claim 45-year-old Sarah Benson set up fake vendors to bill the property management company for work that never happened. They say she deposited money into her own account. The company was alerted by Benson's bank, which had questions about the suspicious payments. A 2-year pilot program bringing virtual reality to Horlick High School has been approved by Racine Unified's board. The district is spending about $200,000 on devices that double as laptops and immersive learning tools. You can go deeper on that story and see pictures of what that system looks like online today. Read all about it at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
You want to talk giant pumpkins in Wisconsin? There is an entire group of growers dedicated to capturing the title. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Wednesday. More stories about how giant pumpkins are grown in the state. That's on the way next.
How does a soybean become a Dairyland seed difference maker? It starts in the labs of Corteva Agriscience, where Enlist E3 technology is designed to fight the toughest weeds for the greatest yield potential. Then it's hand-selected by Dairyland seed agronomists to be the ideal fit for Midwestern soils and conditions. Finally, it's tested on acres by farmers like you to ensure it's proven to outperform. It's a long road, but the only way to make a difference. Find your soybean difference maker at DairylandSeedSoybeans.com.
This year, Jim Ford, a giant pumpkin grower from Fond du Lac, actually ended up topping the competition with his pumpkin that weighed in at 2,491 pounds. He's not alone when it comes to trying to grow those giant pumpkins. Thomas Motzma is from Brandon nearby, and he's been growing competitive giant pumpkins for over a decade. And he said, while you may be impressed with the size, it takes a lot of time and effort to get them that big.
And then they'll go out in the garden late April to early May, all depending on, you know, what kind of spring we have. A lot of growers now will put them in mini, mini tents or mini greenhouses, 5x10, 10x20. And then before we set that, we'll have hitting cables usually dug in the ground. And then they get transplanted outdoors, like I said, late April, early May. And then they get the TLC from the greenhouse until they get big enough where the greenhouse will have to be taken off.
Thomas Motzma from the Brandon area explaining a little bit more about the dedication that has to go in to producing the giant pumpkins you're hearing about at this time of the year. He said, in Wisconsin, the giant pumpkin growers are always working towards a pumpkin that weighs 3,000 pounds or maybe better.
At Steffes Auctioneers, we don't just sell, we guide. Knowing what your equipment or land is worth isn't just a number, it's clarity. It's the first step in making smart decisions for your future. That's why we offer honest, market-based valuations with no pressure to sell. Just insight you can trust. Start with the conversation or start with the valuation. Steffes Auctioneers. We don't just sell, we guide. Not sure where to start? Let's talk. Visit steffesgroup.com right now. That's steffesgroup.com.
Maybe you've got one of those giant pumpkins we were talking about. We'd love to see a picture. You can send it to us through our brand new Midwest Farm Report app. Download it, available for both Apple and Android. Midwest Farm Report, and start using and interacting with us today. That's a look at food news. I'm PM Yonke.
WRJN Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Cloudy, blustery, and cold today with a few scattered light showers, highs in the upper 40s to near 50. An isolated shower this evening, otherwise mostly cloudy and breezy, lows in the upper 30s. Mostly sunny on Thursday with highs in the lower 50s. Current temperature is 46.
I'm real excited, ladies and gentlemen. I just had a birthday. I turned 38 like 3-4 years ago. Thanks. And my friends, they go, "Rock, you don't seem that old." I go, "That's because I read at a third grade level. Keeps me young." You know, it's a tough job, ladies and gentlemen, being a school teacher, you know that? Yeah. You know how they say you never forget your first school teacher? I had mine like 4 years in a row. I was dater by the time I got out of that joint. I was in school forever. I was the only kid in eighth grade that was over in Nam. I know. I remember one time I bring my report card home. I go, "Hey, Pop, I got a B in reading." He goes, "That's a D, you idiot."
Sound of the something good. 6:39, local news. Timeless hits WRJN a little after 7. We talked to the folks at the Racine Theater Guild about Dracula, a comedy of terrors, which I think opens this weekend. I think, yeah, I got tickets for the... We usually go the last weekend. It just happened out like that with all the shows. But, yeah, it opens up this Friday. We will have tickets to give away to Dracula, a comedy of terrors, too, here at WRJN. Speaking about scary things, Billboard magazine put together a list of the 25 biggest Halloween hits based on the position on the Hot 100 chart. All right, here we go. These were the top three. Frankenstein came out number three, Edgar Winter Group. The problem with that song was it was an instrumental, so it wasn't scary. Ghostbusters, I Ain't Afraid of No Ghost, Ray Parker Jr., that came out at number one. And the top of the chart, here it is, the number one scariest Halloween song. The Monster Mash, Bobby Boris Pickett, and the Crypt Kicker 5 hit number one on the charts. Yeah.
eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast, the ghouls all came from their humble abode to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It got on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Rex's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said,
whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool. Drax a part of the band, and my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Boris sent you.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
Bobby Boris Pickett of the Crypt Kicker Five. That was Billboard Magazine's top Halloween hit. All right. The Monster Man. Never get tired of hearing that song, do you? The Crypt Kicker Five. I love that. Hey, while we're on the topic of Halloween here, who doesn't love a good slasher movie this time of year? Paste Magazine ranked the 50 best slasher movies of all time. These were the top four. Number four, Alfred Hitchcock's Psycho. Still scares me to this day. Number three, Black Christmas from 1974. Number two, A Nightmare on Elm Street from 1984. And number one, the original Halloween from 1978. Psycho still scares me to this day. Norman Bates. What a great villain, huh? Here's Bob Dylan, Lay Lady Lay, local news, Tamla Sitz, WRJN.
Lay Lady Lay, lay across my big grand bed. Lay Lady Lay, lay across my big grand bed. Whatever colors you have in your mind, I show them to you, and you see them shine. Lay, lady, lay, lay across my big breast bed. Stay, lady, stay, stay with your man a while. Until the break of day, let me see you make them smile. His clothes are dirty, but his hands are clean. And you're the best thing that he's ever seen. Stay, lady, stay. Stay with your man a while. too. Why wait any longer for the one you love when he's standing in front of you? Lay, lady, lay, lay across my big grass bed. Stay, lady, stay, stay while the night is still ahead. I long to see you in the morning light. I long to reach for you in the night. Stay, lady, stay, stay while the night is still ahead.
That's Bob Dylan, Lay Lady Lay. 647, local news. Tom Lissitz, WRJN. Look for scattered showers today in our forecast. Highs near 51 degrees. Right now it's cloudy and very windy. 45 degrees right here at Radio Park, where this week's high school football game of the week will be Kenosha Bradford at Racine Case. Level 1 playoffs begin. Wow. It's we got the pregame at 6:40 on Friday and the kickoff at 7 o'clock this Friday night. The game sponsored by Lee's Deli and Main Street Bakery. High school football right here at WRJN. Well, right now it's time for some moron news. A man in Kansas named Michael Jackson was not a smooth criminal. After he stole a truck, he pulled up to a house, asked for gas, and begged them, please don't call the police. They did. He was arrested.
Today's big deal of the day. Nothing says cozy comfort like the rich, buttery, baked from scratch goodness of Linda's Sugar Bliss. Picture this: warm cookies fresh from the oven, show-stopping cakes and pastries that'll make your fall gatherings unforgettable. It's pure bakery happiness that's guaranteed to please. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the big deals banner and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $8. Today only at WRJN Big Deals. You want something fresh? Lee's Deli's got you covered. Signature subs and chef salads just the way you like them. At Cristiano's, Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, and Workforce Development on Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the Washington Avenue shop for all the fixins. Giant party subs, hot wings, classic deli salads. Ordering's a breeze through the Lee's Deli mobile app. Earn points and perks to keep those cravings satisfied. Lee's Deli, serving the people of Racine one meal at a time.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net.
Restrictions may apply.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Much
lost her this year as well. Connie Francis and Pretty Little Baby. Local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. It's 6:52 on a Wednesday morning. Looking for scattered showers today with a high near 51. Right now it's cloudy, very windy, 45 degrees here at Radio Park. Thinking of taking a plane trip? All right, this is what you need to hear. A new analysis looked at the airlines with the worst customer service satisfaction. Now, this includes all complaints, including cancellations, delays, lost baggage, safety, poor customer service, poor traveling experience. You didn't like the look on their face, things like that. All right, here they go. They crunched the numbers and pulled out a dissatisfaction index of the world's most disliked airlines. Here are the top 10. Number 10, British Airways. Number 9, never heard of them, Wizz Air. Would you go on a Wizz Air flight? Number 8, Scandinavian Airlines. Number 7, Aeromexico, Air Asia. Number 6, that was preceded by Ryanair, Air France, United Airlines. And number 3, Frontier Airlines. Number 2, and the worst, American Airlines. People very dissatisfied with American Airlines, I guess, huh? 6:53, local news, Tamla's Hits, WRJN. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. You know, the average parent goes trick-or-treating with their kids and will let them hit 25 houses before it's time to go home. And get this, they steal 5 pieces of candy from their kids' stash on Halloween night alone. I don't know if my parents ever stole my food, my Halloween candy. I'm not sure. I never asked. Maybe I didn't want to know. 6:55 CCR. Here's Creedence up around the bend at WRJN.
There's a place up ahead and I'm going just as fast as my feet can fly. Come away if you're going. Leave the sinking ship behind. Come on the rising wind. We're going up around the bend. We'll be right back.
Around the Bend, CCR, local news, timeless hits at WRJN 658. Time for moron news again. A burglar in northern Michigan ran into the woods to get away from the cops, got lost, wound up calling 911 to have the cops rescue him. He's facing charges for breaking and entering, resisting arrest, and if it was against the law, probably stupidity too as well, huh? I got the box tops. Here's the letter.
Give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone. I'm a going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. I don't care how much money I gotta spend. Got to get back to my baby. Lonely days are gone. I'm a going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. When she wrote me a letter, said she couldn't live without me no more. Listen, mister, can't you see I got to get back to my baby once more? Anyway, yeah, got a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. When she wrote me a letter, said she couldn't live without me no more. Listen, mister, can't you see I got to get back to my baby once more? Anyway, yeah, got a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a going home. My baby sister took me a letter. My baby.
It's 7 o'clock on the noggin right now.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
And WZTI Greenfield.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Vice President J.D. Vance and Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu stood side by side in Jerusalem today and spoke about the fragile ceasefire in Gaza. Here's Vance.
We have a very, very tough task ahead of us, which is to disarm Hamas, but rebuild Gaza to make life better for the people in Gaza, but also to ensure that Hamas is no longer a threat to our friends in Israel. That's not easy. I think the Prime Minister knows that as well as anybody, but it's something that we're committed to in the Trump administration.
Last night, Vance visited a new facility in southern Israel where about 200 American troops